Angel. Uselessness on Earth, Bordeaux, 1862. A spirit presented itself spontaneously to the medium under the name Angel. Have you repented for your wrongs?
No.
Then why have you come?
To try to do so.
Aren't you happy then?
No.
Are you suffering?
No.
Then what do you lack?
Peace.
While admitting that their mental state is unbearable, some spirits consider suffering to be only that which reminds them of physical pain. How is it that you lack peace in the spirit life?
Regret of the past.
Regret of the past means remorse. Have you repented then?
No, it is for fear of the future.
What are you afraid of?
The unknown.
Would you be willing to tell me what you did during your last existence? Perhaps that would help me to enlighten you.
Nothing.
What was your social position?
Middle class.
Were you married?
I was a wife and mother.
Did you zealously fulfill the duties of both positions?
No, my husband and kids bored me.
How did you spend your life?
Entertaining myself as a young girl, getting bored as a young woman.
What were your occupations?
None.
Who looked after your house?
The maid.
Isn't it in this uselessness that you might find the cause of your regrets and fears?
Maybe you're right.
Agreeing is not enough. Would you like to atone for that useless existence by helping the guilty spirits suffering around us?
How?
By helping them improve themselves with your counsels and prayers.
I don't know how to pray.
We will do it together. You will learn. Would you like to?
No.
Why not?
It's tiresome.
Instructions by the medium's guide.
We teach you by showing you the various degrees of suffering and the position of spirits condemned to expiation according to their wrongs. Angel was one of those individuals without initiative, whose lives are as useless to others as to themselves. Loving only pleasure, incapable of seeking an education, and in the fulfillment of her familial and social duties, lacking those satisfactions of the heart that make life so appealing because they belong to all ages. She was unable to spend her youth on anything but frivolous distractions. And when more serious obligations arose, the world was empty around her because she had placed emptiness into her heart. Committing no serious wrongs, but displaying no special qualities either, she made her husband miserable, compromised her children's futures, and ruined their well-being by her negligence and indifference. She perverted their hearts and judgment by her example, and by abandoning them to the care of household servants, whom she hadn't even put forth the effort to choose. Her life was unfruitful, and therefore blameworthy. For evil originates from neglecting the good. You must all understand that it is not enough to abstain from error. You must also practice the virtues that oppose it. Study the Lord's teachings, meditate on them, and understand that although they may present a barrier that detains you on the edge of the evil path, they force you at the same time to retreat and take the opposite path that leads you to the good. Evil is opposed to the good. Thus, those who wish to avoid evil must choose the opposite path. Otherwise, their life becomes useless, their works are dead, and God, our Father, is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
May I ask what Angel's next to last existence was?
She lived in beatific indolence and the uselessness of the monastic life, lazy and selfish by nature. She next wanted to try out family life, but her spirit had evolved very little. She continually rejected the inner voice that showed her the danger, and since sliding down the slope was gentle, she preferred to abandon herself to it instead of making an effort to stop herself at the beginning. Presently, she still understands the danger involved in maintaining herself in such neutrality. but she doesn't feel the strength to attempt the least amount of effort to leave such a condition. Pray for her. Awaken her and force her eyes to open to the light. It is a duty. Do not neglect any duty. Human beings have been created to be active. The activity of the spirit, that is their essence. The activity of the body, that is a necessity. Therefore, fulfill the requirements of existence as a spirit destined to eternal peace. Since your body is meant to serve you, it is nothing more than a machine subordinate to your intelligence. Work to cultivate your intelligence so that it may provide a healthy impulse to the instrument that must aid it in the fulfillment of its task. Grant it neither rest nor repose, and keep in mind that the peace to which you aspire will only come after work. Thus, the more you neglect work, the longer the anxiety will be for you while waiting. Work. Work without stopping. Fulfill all your duties without exception. Fulfill them with zeal, with courage, with perseverance, and your faith will uphold you. Those who consciously perform the most ungrateful and wild tasks in your society are 100 times more elevated in the eyes of the Omnipotent than those who impose such roles on others while neglecting their own. They are all steps to be climbed toward heaven. Don't crush them beneath your feet. Know that you are surrounded by friends who are reaching out to you and who uphold those who put their strength in the Lord. Mono.